Troy opera singer has won a prestigious singing competition. Kate Tombaugh topped 155 other mezzo-sopranos in the Mildred Miller International Competition. WGLT student reporter Katrina Peterson talks with Tombaugh about the competition and making a life in music during a pandemic.
Kate Tombaugh is a native of Streeter. She graduated from Illinois Wesleyan University and has been competing and winning competitions for some time now. Tombaugh says the competitions are a great way to put yourself in front of people who don't know anything about you as a performer.
Throw yourself out there and see what other people, how other people perceive your talents and your level of development. And in this particular case, it was really, really such a huge boost.
How much does a competition track record and reputation matter?
You'll talk to some really, really fantastic, well-known professional singers who will tell you that they never won competitions. And that's maybe not completely true, but in general, winning competitions doesn't necessarily directly correlate to a successful career, but it's yet another way to network. It's another thing that when we add it to our resume, it makes people's eyes perk up and maybe even get us into the door for an audition that we might not normally be able to get if we didn't have certain accolades on our resume and in our experiences.
You were the only finalist from the Midwest. Much of opera happens on the coast. How does one craft a career from a central Illinois home base?
It just really wasn't on my radar as something that was possible that I could do. I have performed professionally all across the country, but really when I think about my ultimate goal, it hasn't changed even from when I was 23, 24. I love being based in the Midwest, and this is very much where I want to be and where I want to help improve and be a part of the scene, because there is a lot more than we think there is sometimes. I actually run a nonprofit music training program in my hometown of Streeter for young high school-aged musicians.
There are politics in all walks of life. Do politics in the singing world affect who wins voice competitions?
I tend to kind of take the high positive road whenever I start to maybe wonder or about those types of things. But ultimately, the goal is that has no bearing on who wins and that those who are the most talented. In terms of getting jobs, that's a very different story. And it's true, too, just for the panel on a competition panel, because we're just humans. So even if we try to be unbiased, we can't help but be biased. I'm very lucky that I have some programs and training in my background that give me enough of a stature as a singer that people at least give me a listen. It is challenging because I am still currently self-managed, and that's mostly by choice, really. But not having somebody in there who is regularly working with a company and continuously putting out visibility and promotions and all these things for you, it is an uphill battle that way.
Early in the pandemic, there was a horrific example of a chorus that rehearsed when one person was positive. Nearly all of the singers caught COVID and some died. Singers put out a lot of air. How can they perform and be safe?
There's an orchestra that I work with regularly in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, at the College of DuPage at the Mechanich Arts Center. And in September and October, I recorded two concerts with them. We were outside and completely distanced, and everyone was masked, including myself, and mic'd. And we recorded a holiday concert, which is going to be live streamed starting next weekend, and an opera and Broadway concert. I'm really impressed and grateful to the organizations that are taking a leap of faith. They're working overtime, not as much money to be had right now, and I know people are struggling.
A vaccine is coming. When do you think performances for mass audiences will begin again?
I'm actually slated to sing in Bloomington, the Illinois Symphony Orchestra, in April, and I know that they are in current conversations about that and figuring out everything they can do. I did just recently hear from a company that I'm singing an opera with in Virginia that they're postponing again. I'm still making a point of collaborating on a regular basis with contacts and colleagues from across the country, and we're just figuring out things in a new platform.
What will help the field recover?
Part of our existence in the arts is knowing that We've always been on the chopping block. I mean, it's just a reality of our existence. Whenever things get tight, arts is always the first thing to go. It's really unfortunate. You can't quantify how important it is to everybody. But I feel like with challenges like this, if people can sustain and if for those that can help out, you know, their favorite arts organizations, please do. But I think with growing pains like this, if people can sustain, it's really teaching us a lot.
Central Illinois native Kate Tomba is the winner of the Mildred Miller International Singing Competition. Her most recent engagements include singing with Chicago Opera Theater in the world premiere of Freedom Ride. That celebrates the hundreds of young volunteers who risked their lives to desegregate interstate travel in 1961. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm Katrina Peterson.
Kate Tombaugh is also an Illinois Wesleyan University graduate.